And we begin with the women's javelin in the Diamond League. Barbara Šputáková has won the competition for the second time in her career. The Czech competitor, who also won gold at the London Olympic Games this summer, defeated her rivals in Birmingham at the weekend with a throw of 66.8 meters. But she has to take part in one more event on September 7th in Brussels, points out daily Mladá Frontadnes. Šputáková first won the Diamond League in 2010. Turning to football, Czech international Petr Jiráček, picked up by the German club Wolfsburg from Viktoria Plzeň last year, is reportedly Hamburg-bound. On Monday, the player will complete a medical exam, and if he passes, he is expected to sign for 4 years. The contract will still need final approval by the German club, expected on Tuesday. According to sources, the club will acquire the player for 4 million euros. The Czech midfielder was one of the best players on the Czech squad earlier in the summer, scoring 2 goals at Euro 2012, one of which clinched the squad's advance to the competition's knockout stages. In other news from the German Bundesliga, Bayer Leverkusen are seeking 96,000 euros in damages, the equivalent of around 2.4 million crowns, from assailants who attacked Czech player Michal Kadlec in April. The club has given the duo until the end of September, to pay off the amount, writes Czech news website IDNES. The damages were tabulated along the lines of the player's salary plus bonuses. Kadlec missed 2 weeks after suffering a badly broken nose by assailants aged 20 and 24 who attacked him at a discotheque in Köln. He had to play the rest of the season wearing a special protective mask. The police had earlier records on both of the attackers. One of them received a ban in 2010 from all of Germany's football stadiums. In the Czech top flight, the Gambrinus Liga, Plzeň and defending champion Slovan Liberec tied for first place at 10 points, won their respective games at the weekend. Plzeň defeated Mladá Boleslav by a score of 2-0, while Liberec beat Českie Budějovice by the same margin. The wins kept them ahead of Sparta Prague, who are in second spot, also at 10 points, and Jablonec, also at 10 on goal difference. But Sparta face Jablonec later on Monday, meaning the top of the table will change again by the end of the day. Příbram, meanwhile, continue at the bottom of the standings with only 3 points in 5 games. The team has earned 3 draws and suffered 2 defeats. And finally in tennis, Petra Kvitová beat Maria Kirilenko 7-6, 7-5 on Saturday to win the New Haven Open, the Czech star's second WTA tournament title in 3 weeks. The second-seeded Kvitová trailed 5-2 in the second set but turned things around with 5 consecutive games for the victory that avenged a loss to the Russian in the Olympic quarterfinals. And on Monday, the final Grand Slam of the season, the U.S. Open, gets underway. Petra Kvitová will face Slovenia's Polona Herzog in the first round. And that's all the sport for today.